Dave, you've been geeking out about recent news that AMC is changing the way it charges for movie tickets. Can you tell our listeners what's going on?
Okay, geeking out, it's a little offensive, but yes, I am actually geeking out about this. So AMC said it's going to charge moviegoers more money to see The Batman this weekend, starring Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame, and people are very, very unhappy about it. AMC is basically toying with this idea of charging more money for certain movies, especially big blockbusters. Although it is kind of unclear how much more these tickets are going to cost.
Well, I did some very serious investigative journalism. And here in Austin, if I wanted to see The Batman, it would cost me $12.99. That's $1 more than usual. And it seems to be the case in other cities as well.
Oh, I mean, okay. Well, like a dollar more isn't too bad, honestly. Yeah. But you can kind of see where this is going, or where it might be going, part of this experiment at AMC where they're testing out variable pricing. They already kind of did something like this. For the past few years, AMC has charged more for weekend movie going, but AMC's Adam Aaron defended the move in a webcast this week.
This is all quite novel in the United States, but actually AMC has been doing it for years in our European theaters. Indeed, in Europe, we charge a premium for the best seats in the house.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense when you go to a concert or a Broadway show, you know, you pay more to see certain shows. Musicals tend to cost more than plays. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you know, the best experience, you got to pay for the good seats. But seeing a movie is so different than going to a sporting event or a stage show for some people. So I can see how some people might not want to pay for something they can get at home if they just wait a few months.
Yeah, and that is the thing. Okay, so I think we should probably rewind a little.
Yeah.
For context, movie theaters have been struggling for a very long time to get butts in seats, even before the pandemic. Like, the pandemic didn't help things, but even before that. In 2019, according to IndieWire, box office numbers were already dipping, but then everything really fell apart in 2020 and 2021. So attendance at AMC theaters actually dropped by 92% in 2020. The company was at the brink of bankruptcy, and now people are finally getting comfortable with the idea of going back to the theaters. But they're really only going back for one type of movie, really, which is superhero movies. Like, I don't know if you knew this, but superhero movies sell a lot. Five of the top 10 grossing movies of all time at the box office are superhero movies, and eight of the top 10 are big action movies, so it just makes sense to charge more for these. People are going to go to these movies no matter what. Spider-Man was one of the biggest hit movies of all time that was theater exclusive, and that was at the height of Omicron.
I went to see Spider-Man in the movie theaters. It was amazing.
Yeah, you're just like everyone went to go see that movie, and Omicron be damned. Literally, we had never seen cases as high as they were at that point, but people were still willing to go watch Tom Holland in spandex. So, like, you may not love superhero movies, but they have been a godsend to these struggling chains.
I mean, it also doesn't help that a lot of studios are still releasing their blockbusters on streaming platforms like Black Widow and Wonder Woman.
Right.
Most recently, J-Lo's rom-com Marry Me was released on Peacock and in the theaters.
Yeah, and theater chains are also still scrambling to do everything they can to bring people back. AMC in particular, ever since it's become a darling among the Reddit crowd, has been trying some wild stuff. Like, did you know that AMC now accepts payment in crypto? Mm-hmm. And they're also selling popcorn in malls and grocery stores. Like, they're doing everything they can to bring people back to the theater. They're just trying to stay relevant.
I guess not everyone is like me, because to be honest, I love the movie so much. And going back to the movie theater after the worst of the pandemic was one of my biggest joys. So I'll just be going to the movies no matter what.